Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Gobler of the 75th Legislative District in Elk and Clearfield Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to another report to your constituents. The first thing we'd like to talk about this week were some hearings that were held by the Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee that deals with first responders, EMS people, fire departments, and the future of them in the Commonwealth. We've got a problem with volunteers. We've got a problem with having enough people to take care of things. What's going on in these hearings and what have you heard?
So this is a very important issue to me. I've been working with our local EMS and fire department leaders across my district over the last few years. And what I'm hearing consistently is we need to make our fire departments more user-friendly so that we can get more volunteers in and be able to spend their valuable time helping the community. And unfortunately, there's a lot of red tape that a lot of our volunteers have been working through, and we're trying to make that better. This week, we heard some testimony on a long-awaited report. It's called the SR6, or Senate Resolution 6 report, which was prepared throughout 2018, and the results of this report will give us a blueprint for how we can move forward. Now, there is some disagreement on some of the provisions and the best way to move forward, and one of the things that I made sure to bring up with the folks that were testifying on this report is just how difficult it is for volunteers to work through the training that it takes to become a volunteer firefighter and then to give of themselves to serve the community. And we need to do more things to make this more user-friendly. So this is a conversation that is going to need to continue. But certainly from my perspective and working with allies that I'm building across the state, my priority is to make sure that we are making it more user-friendly for volunteers to get involved in our fire departments and do the great work that they do in our communities.
The other thing we'd like to talk about this week, Representative, is legislation that you've sponsored that's going to be moving soon, hopefully, in the Transportation Committee that is a safety issue with schools and school vehicles. Talk to us about what prompted this legislation and where you think it's going to be going.
So I'm very excited that House Bill 364 is scheduled to be heard before the House Transportation Committee in the coming week. This bill is a school safety bill, and specifically this bill came to me, or this idea came to me, because people in rural areas oftentimes are having their kids getting onto a vehicle to go to school in a place where there's no streetlights, there's poor visibility, there might be some restrictive terrain, and it's hard to see what's going on. And so specifically, when you have a school vehicle, which is smaller than a bus, they don't have all of the flashing lights that a regular school bus would have, sometimes it's hard to see them. And currently our transportation code does not provide for any kind of special lighting for these vehicles so that they can be seen. What my bill would do is it would allow a yellow light to be displayed on the roof of these vehicles. It would be at the option of the transportation provider. And what it would do is it would allow for that yellow light to alert motorists around them that this vehicle might be making periodic stops. This vehicle might be acting in a way that you wouldn't expect another vehicle on the road, and ultimately it's going to lead to more safety for our kids as they're getting on their way to school. So I'm very much looking forward to moving this bill forward and providing another angle on school safety that we can help make sure that our kids can get the education they need and be safe as they're doing it.
Representative Gobler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Gobler.